Hi guys, hello, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Tammy Laurie and this is Sulis. Alright, so first of all, I hope you guys are staying safe during this period, you know, washing your hands, using your masks if you're going out, you know, and whatnot. Alright, so today's topic is parental pressure and expectations. So I'm just going to quickly define what parental pressure is. Alright, so this is when a parent puts too much strain on their child to force them to exceed. Now, the pressure is normally to be the best in a chosen field, even one that they used to succeed at and now cannot. Alright, so really, parents do this, you know, the pressure really doesn't, they don't mean it, you know, like, they're just doing what they can, what they know, to care for us, you know, make sure we be the best version of ourselves, make sure that, you know, we just push ourselves really. And sometimes it just becomes too much, sometimes it gets out of hand, you know. Some parents will start obsessing over like their child's well-being or whatever it is, especially when it comes to academics, you know, like keeping up with their scores, their work attitude at school, things like that. And I'm not saying it's wrong, it's, you know, it's right to do that, but then it just becomes a lot for the child, because then you're telling the child, oh, you have to pass, oh, you have to be the top of, you have to be on the top in your class, you know, you have to get this API, you have to do this, you have to do that. And really, it's just not healthy for the child, because that kind of pressure, especially when it comes from the parents, you know, as a child or as a teenager, you would want to impress your mom or your dad, like, oh, I can do this, you know, I can get to this, I can get to that, that type of thing. And just in the sense of doing that, we unknowingly put ourselves under this pressure that kind of just brings down our entire like mental state or emotional state at that particular time, because the only thing on your mind then is just, okay, I have to do this because I need to make my mom proud. And then when you don't reach that certain goal, when you don't attain that certain percentage or whatever it is, it becomes like a problem, like, oh, I have failed them. You personally will be thinking, oh, I have failed them, you know, they're never going to want me to do anything again. It's just wrong. And then on the parent side, them telling you, oh, why did you get this kind of score, you know, you can do so much better, you know, you can get this, you can get that, and going ahead to talk to your teachers about how that particular thing went about, how that exam or test came out, or how they feel, you know, you should have gotten a higher score. For me personally, I don't think that's right. Like, if that's your child's score, you can tell them, you know, check if there are any mistakes in your script, because really, teachers mark these things and there are always mistakes. You can tell them to check if there are any mistakes, but then, you know, you see that there are no mistakes, you see there's nothing wrong with the script, but you know, you're still going ahead to talk to the teacher and be like, oh, I believe my child should have gotten a higher score or something like that. It's just really sad. And from what I have seen, for the child or for the teenager, you know, it just leads to a lot of things, like you get sleep deprived. I'm not saying don't read in the night though. Like, you can read in the night. I read in the night when I have exams. But then, not reading in the night exactly. You just get sleep deprived because, you know, you're thinking of how you need to make this, how you need to schedule your, like, put yourself together to read all the time, to do some certain things, you know, excessive worrying. That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, excessive worrying, you know, you skip meals, you know, you don't eat all the time because you're like, I have to read, and if I eat, I'll get distracted, that type of thing. You lose interest in your hobbies, you know, you get withdrawn from like your friends, things like that, because you're like, I need to make this, you know, it's an expectation of mine, I have to get this, I have to get that, things like that. And the sad thing is that in the end, you just burn out. like you lose interest in every other thing and you're like, okay, it's just my books now, you know, I have time to play when I've graduated, or thoughts like that. And really, I'm not saying it's wrong, like every child can be serious with their work, but then I personally feel like sometimes you need to like chill about some things. You need to calm down, take a break from yourself. Like, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in the thought that, oh, read all the days of your life while you're in school. You know, if you don't read, you'll never make it in life. I'm not saying don't read, but you need breaks too. Like, if you're telling me constantly to sit down and read a book, I'm so sorry, I'll get tired. And for me, I am hyperactive, so asking me to sit down in a particular place and read for like 3 hours straight, it cannot work for me. I would read and I'll take a break and then come back and read again and pick up from where I've left off, and then eventually when I'm done, I can go back and do like revisions of everything I have read, just to remind myself of everything. And with all this, it can be very, very hard, because you just start having these panic attacks, or anxiety just like it sets in easily, like really easily, depression, things like that. And it's not nice, it's not fair. Another thing is that, especially for like for me, my set and myself right now, I am in 12th grade, I'm in SS3, and I know there have been, we've written some exams in the past, and I'm not going to lie, during those periods where I was writing like those exams, you know, excuse me, during those periods when I was writing those exams, you know, I just felt like I didn't have time to do any other thing. Like, if it's not my books, then I don't know what I'm doing. If I'm not reading my books, then I'm doing something wrong. You know, it just felt like I wasn't doing the right thing at that time. So reading my books all the time was, it just felt right to me in the moment, because, you know, I didn't want to disappoint my mom, you know, with the SATs. My friends that were having like IGCSEs, their heads were in their books constantly. And I'm not saying it's bad, like it's good, like good in the sense that you want to pass, but then in the sense where you don't have like time for yourself, where you don't take breaks, it becomes an issue. And that's that. So another thing is, when they're asking you, like when you're choosing your courses, or for example, if you're going into senior secondary school here in Nigeria, you know, you have to pick between art, science and commercial. And I heard, when I was going into senior secondary school, my mother never told me what to study, or she never told me, oh Tamina, you have to go into commercial because I was a commercial student, you have to do sciences because, you know, I want you to become a doctor, I want you to become this and that. It never happened in my house, ever. But then, see, my father told me that he wanted me to study medicine. It wasn't something I could fathom, because God in my heart, God sees my heart. I am not a science student. I failed all science subjects, and I'm not even joking. So it's not something that I wanted to go into. And my mom told me, you know, if you do not have the passion for it, do not do it, because you end up failing. You end up failing and disappointing others because you are trying to impress your parents about something that you know you cannot handle. And then I'm hearing that, my parents are telling me that if I don't go into this class, you know, they're not going to pay for my school fees again, or, you know, they're just not going to support me. And I felt really bad hearing that from some people. It just wasn't, you know, it didn't make any sense to me. And now that we're in SS3, you know, we'll have to pick courses on what to study. I alone, in this past year, when I saw that, you know, WAEC was coming up and all, you know, I had to start filling out some application forms for schools. I started filling out some forms for schools, and picking an exam course wasn't hard. A course that I wanted to study, what am I saying? It was hard. I first said I wanted to study music. Then I moved on to say I wanted to study literature. After literature, I moved on and said I wanted to study mass communication. Okay, you can study mass comm, it's broader. I started crying again. I said, you know what? I don't want to do mass comm. I want to do digital media. And through all of this, my mom supported me. She said, you know, whatever you feel comfortable in, you can do. But just don't put yourself in a situation whereby you study this particular thing and you see that, oh, I'm not interested in it all anymore. So she advised me to go for something broad. She advised me to go for something much more broad, which is easier for me because, you know, by the time I get to decide exactly what I want to be in future, because that's something that till now I don't know. I just know I want to do something that has to do with like producing and writing and things like that, you know. So picking a particular job right now, like something like if you ask me what I want to be in future now, I can't give you an answer because I do not know. But I know what I want to study. I know the field I want to be in. And I'm grateful because my mom has supported me throughout. You know, she has told me that, you know, whatever you want to do, I'm here for you. But I'm just going to advise you on how and when you should do, or you should do this and make these decisions. While in other homes, you know, you're hearing the parent tell the child, okay, you have to study this, you have to do this, you have to do that. And it's just not what they want. It's not what they see themselves doing in the future. And it's something that really hurts me when I see or when I hear like my mom or my parents are forcing me to study this course. Like, please, it's not your name that's going to be on whatever plaque they give them when they graduate. It is their name. You tell the child to study medicine now, the child has no flair for medicine. Okay, they become a doctor. Fine and well. Okay, you can boast around, you know, my child is a doctor. And it's just an African mentality, honestly. If you don't have these three jobs, a medical doctor, a lawyer, or a banker, I think the banker is the last one, then you're not studying anything. And to God, that's how my grandparents are. That is how my grandparents are. So I just feel it's wrong to box a child in a particular spot, because, you know, when a parent was growing up, probably you may not have had the opportunity to like do what you wanted to do, study whatever you want to study. And I know in the end you are doing it because you want to see your child succeed. But then if the child has no passion for it, I do not believe they should do it. I don't believe that they should delve into it, because in the end, it's just for your personal gain, just so you can boast and be like, oh, my child is this, my child is that. Because you're not the one who's doing the work, really. It's the child that's doing the work, and it's sad. So that's just that. So I guess I have come to the end of my rant session. Again, thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast. My name is Tamilore. So, yeah. Thank you. Bye.